Low T Quiz, a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. These days, testosterone replacement therapy is more popular than ever, but how much do you really know about testosterone? Take this testosterone quiz to find out. How are testosterone injections delivered? Injectable testosterone is delivered via a method known as intramuscular injection. This means that testosterone is delivered directly into the muscle tissue, where it slowly dissolves into the system over the course of a number of days or weeks, providing all the great benefits of testosterone restoration without the need for daily application. Doctor-prescribed testosterone therapy comes in many forms. Can you name them all? Prescription bioidentical testosterone comes in a variety of effective forms. The following are examples. Transdermal testosterone patches. A patch applied daily, which delivers testosterone in a constant stream over the course of 24 hours. Testosterone implant pellets. Tiny cylinders of pure testosterone implanted into the subcutaneous layer of the skin, which provides a steady stream of testosterone over the course of 3 to 6 months. Testosterone creams. Water-based formulation of topical testosterone, which is absorbed quickly by the skin, which must be applied once daily. Testosterone gels. Oil-based formulation of low T treatment, which is administered once per day and is quickly absorbed. Testosterone injections, delivered anywhere between every other day and once every 3 weeks in order to provide testosterone to intramuscular tissue. Many types of injection are available. Buccal testosterone, a tiny patch which adheres to the inner cheek or outer gums, which delivers testosterone over the course of a 24-hour period. Sublingual testosterone, a bioidentical testosterone solution which is absorbed in an oil suspension underneath the tongue. Is testosterone legal without a prescription? No. In the United States, testosterone is illegal to purchase or obtain without a prescription, as are all anabolic steroids which can be used as performance-enhancing drugs or for muscle building. The only way to legitimately purchase testosterone is by visiting a doctor and being diagnosed with testosterone deficiency. What is the difference between total testosterone and free testosterone? Total testosterone refers to the amount of testosterone that is present in your body, including that which is bound to sex hormone-binding globulin or other enzymes or cells. Free testosterone refers to unbound testosterone that is present in your system and available for use by your body. When it comes to diagnosing low T, free testosterone levels are most important. Do over-the-counter testosterone supplements work? No. OTC testosterone treatments cannot, by law, contain real testosterone. This is because testosterone is a scheduled drug, so it is only obtainable with a legitimate prescription. Many websites and nutrition centers sell testosterone boosters, testosterone pills, and testosterone drinks, which purport to boost testosterone levels, but these products are not reliable, and ingesting high quantities of the ingredients of many of these testosterone products can damage your liver without providing any real significant benefit. Where can I go to buy testosterone? If you're interested in testosterone, you need to go visit a doctor. Our clinic offers a variety of hormone therapy treatments, including testosterone therapy, HGH injections, sermorelin acetate therapy, and HCG therapy. With a simple call, we can arrange for you to meet with an affiliate physician in your area, which can perform all of the preliminary examination needed to help us provide a quality diagnosis and get you the testosterone therapy that you desire. Can I take testosterone and human growth hormone together? Yes. In many cases, patients are simultaneously deficient in both HGH and testosterone, and there are no medical reasons why patients cannot take both forms of bioidentical hormone treatment at the same time. In fact, when taken together, patients most commonly report that the benefits of therapy that they obtained were greater than if they had just taken testosterone or growth hormone alone. What are normal testosterone levels? What is considered normal in regard to testosterone production is still up to debate, but is generally agreed upon that testosterone levels between 350 nanograms per deciliter and 1,000 nanograms per deciliter are considered normal. Your individual need for testosterone depends upon a variety of different factors, however, and many patients report symptoms of low T at 500 nanograms per deciliter. What are the symptoms of testosterone deficiency? Testosterone deficiency is a complex disorder with a wide variety of symptoms. The following is a wide but non-comprehensive list of issues that men with testosterone deficiency may experience. Fading sex drive, weak erections, erectile dysfunction, loss of muscle mass, diminishing muscle tone, increased fat mass, cholesterol imbalance, increased risk of heart and cardiovascular complications, loss of bone mineral density, increased anxiety and irritability, loss of confidence, diminished well-being. What are the benefits of low T treatment? For men with low T, testosterone treatments can provide amazing benefits with regard to health, wellness, and life quality. These are some of the benefits that men with testosterone deficiency can potentially experience when taking bioidentical testosterone therapy. Increased libido, harder erections, increased sexual sensitivity, improved sexual function, stronger muscles, bigger muscles, loss of body mass, especially around the stomach and hips, improved HDL, LDL, and triglyceride levels, enhanced cardiovascular and heart health, stronger bones, reduced irritability and anxiety, increased self-perception and confidence, and enhanced overall well-being. How is testosterone better than standard erectile dysfunction treatment? ED pills can treat some of the symptoms of erectile dysfunction, but they do not treat the underlying symptoms. Viagra, Cialis, and other ED pills make it easier to maintain an erection, but they don't improve libido, and you have to take a pill whenever you want to have sex. In addition to this, it does not impact the other issues associated with testosterone deficiency that can have a severe impact on health and can increase mortality risk, including cardiovascular issues, obesity, and increased fragility due to lost muscle and bone mass. How often should I see my hormone doctor while on testosterone therapy? If you are taking testosterone gels, injections, or any other form of testosterone treatment, you should see your prescribing hormone physician after 6 months to make sure that treatment is working as intended, and undergo evaluation in order to make sure that the treatment isn't producing any unwanted side effects. Of course, you should contact your doctor if you experience any negative issues that may result from therapy. After that first follow-up checkup, you should go back for follow-up every 6 months to 1 year, depending on your doctor's recommendations. Do testosterone injections hurt? Testosterone injections are less painful than most common injections. The amount of pain associated with the injections is widely considered to be the equivalent of a hard pinch. If you maintain good form and follow testosterone injection procedures, it minimizes the pain, and the vast majority of men that use testosterone restoration have no issues with testosterone therapy via injection. What makes testosterone injections effective for so long? Unlike most other forms of bioidentical testosterone, which feature pure testosterone, testosterone injections use esters to slow down the release of testosterone into the bloodstream. Esters are harmless molecules that are attached to bioidentical testosterone injections. The only purpose that they serve is that they slow down the rate at which testosterone is released. Longer esters take longer to break down, so they are used in injectable testosterone formulations that are intended for 1 week activation or longer. How does testosterone build muscle mass? Testosterone improves muscle mass in two primary ways. First, testosterone speeds up metabolism, which burns more energy, and increases exercise capacity, which benefits muscle mass. Second, and more importantly, testosterone acts as a catalyst, attaching to muscle cells, increasing the rate at which muscles respond to physical activity, leading to enhanced muscle mass. What is an anabolic hormone? Anabolic hormones are any hormones which stimulate increased muscle mass. A large variety of these hormones belong to a group of compounds known as anabolic steroids. Not all anabolic hormones are steroids, however. Human growth hormone is an anabolic hormone which is not a steroid. What are the two primary mechanisms by which testosterone benefits male health? First, testosterone is an anabolic steroid. Testosterone encourages the body to build muscle more quickly in response to physical activity. Second, testosterone promotes masculine characteristics. This goes far beyond muscles. Testosterone is the catalyst of male specialization during puberty. It maintains reproductive health and impacts sexual desire in male psychology and physiology. Is testosterone safe for women? Bioidentical testosterone can be a highly effective and safe medical treatment for some women, especially for women that are suffering from issues related to menopause or sexual insufficiency. Testosterone increases sexual desire and readiness for women, and testosterone can also alleviate the symptoms of menopause, including hot flashes, mood swings, loss of muscle mass, and loss of bone mineral density. What is PSA, and what does it have to do with testosterone? PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen. Before starting any form of testosterone therapy, it is necessary to have your PSA levels analyzed. This is because PSA is a byproduct of prostate cancer, and patients with prostate cancer should not take testosterone because it can exacerbate the existing cancer. Testosterone therapy does often lead to increased PSA levels, but this increase is not associated with prostate cancer. How can HCG complement testosterone therapy? Many combine HCG with testosterone restoration in order to sustain the normal health of the testes while also encouraging fertility. Testosterone treatments suppress the body's ability to produce testosterone and luteinizing hormone for the duration of therapy, which both reduces fertility and causes the testicles to shrink. Injectable HCG maintains the ability of the testes to produce both testosterone and sperm, which preserves fertility and the fullness of the testicles. Why do some men need estrogen blockers while on testosterone? Often, men are prescribed estrogen blockers in combination with restorative testosterone therapy. The most well-known brand of estrogen blocker is known as Arimidex. The reason why these medications are sometimes necessary is because the body will sometimes respond to increasing testosterone levels by converting excess testosterone into estrogen. This is especially true for men that are overweight or obese, because fat cells naturally have the ability to convert DHEA and testosterone into estrogen. How come women need estrogen supplementation while on testosterone? In order to maintain proper hormone balance, women that undergo testosterone therapy for menopause or other purposes also need to take a small dose of estrogen. Any woman that takes testosterone has to take estrogen in addition to testosterone. What is andropause? Andropause is also known as age-related testosterone deficiency. As men grow older, testosterone levels naturally start to fade. This happens not because of an insufficiency of the testes, but because the hypothalamus and pituitary start to send fewer and fewer signals for testosterone. This can lead to symptoms of low T, which diminish health and life quality in a variety of ways. Men can use bioidentical testosterone therapy in order to restore youthful and healthy testosterone levels. At what rate do testosterone levels decline in men? Testosterone production reaches its peak during puberty and remains high into the 20s. Around the late 20s, testosterone secretion starts to drop at a rate between 1 and 2% per year. As testosterone levels continue to drop, the body starts to slow down, and over the course of years or decades, this can lead to significant symptoms which hamper life quality. What are some issues which impact healthy testosterone production? Testosterone production is dependent heavily upon lifestyle choices and decisions. Here are some issues which can diminish your body's ability to produce its own testosterone. Obesity. Fat cells increase the production of cortisol and estrogen at the expense of testosterone. Poor sleep. The body produces testosterone during deep sleep, and if you sleep poorly, your body won't produce sufficient testosterone. Smoking. The carcinogens and chemicals in cigarettes and other tobacco products suppress testosterone. Alcohol consumption. Alcoholic beverages have estrogenic effects, meaning that they can promote the production of estrogen at the expense of testosterone. In moderation, alcohol use is okay, but abuse of alcohol or otherwise high consumption of alcohol can hinder testosterone production. How much did you know about testosterone? How much did you learn? Testosterone is a complex hormone which impacts male and female health in a wide variety of ways. Most people understand that testosterone affects sex and muscles, and that testosterone is linked to aggression when abused. But this is really just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the hormone. Age-related testosterone deficiency, also known as andropause, is a medical disorder which has a tremendous effect upon health and vitality. And it pays to understand how testosterone promotes optimal health and how to recognize the signs of low T. If you feel that you may be a candidate for testosterone therapy, we can help you get treatment, and we offer the best prescription testosterone products for the best prices. If you are interested in testosterone or any other form of hormone therapy regimen that we provide, our help is just a call or a message away. This was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. We thank you for tuning in, and we encourage you to visit our website for more information on health, wellness, and hormone replacement therapy.